Today's Amud is Yavamas Yudbezim Abez. We're holding on Yudbezim and Aleph, 14 lines from the bottom, Amar of Asi. So we discussed the halachis now of a tzara saita. We had the shita of Rav. Rav said on Yud Alpha and Aleph that tzara saita is asura. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Then we had the shayla of about a tzara smachzer grushasai on Yud Alpha and Abez. We had a shayla about a tzara smachzer grushasai. The Gemara ultimately had no raya either way. And then we had, on Yud Bezim and Aleph, we had the case of Tzaras Mamenes, that Shmuel said Tzaras Mamenes is Asura. Now says the Gemara, a fourth type of Tzara, Amr of Asi, Tzaras Islandus Asura, that the Tzara of an Islandus is Asura. So what's the case? You have Reuven. Reuven is married to Rachel and to Shprinza, and Rachel is an Islandus. Now we'll see later, the case is that Reuven knew that Rachel was an islandess when he married her. If Reuven didn't know that Rachel was an islandess, and it was only discovered later that Rachel was an islandess, so then it would be mekach tais, the marriage will be null and void, it would be as if he never married her. We're discussing a case where Reuven knew that Rachel was an islandess, and he married her anyways. He knew she was an islandess, he was fine with that, anyways he was also married to Shprinza. Lemaisa, things didn't work out for Reuven, and he died without having any children. So now Rachel, who's an islandess, and Shprinza fall to Yibam, to Reuven's brother, they fall to Yibam, to Shimon. Now, just like an islandess is Asura, as the Gemara is about to show, so too the Tzara is Asura as well. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, where do we know the fact that an islandess is Asura? Because the Pasuk says by Yibam, it says, Vahaya Bechara Asher Teled, it says that the Bechara Asher Teled, it says that Yibam is done, Asher Teled, it's done in order to give birth. So you see that part of Yibam is in order to have a child to continue the legacy of the dead brother. Shimon's whole, one of the main points of Shimon doing Yibam with Reuven's wife is to continue Reuven's legacy, his spiritual legacy. And as much as Reuven's wife is unable to have a child, she's an islandess, so Mimela, there's no mitzvah of Yibam for Shimon to be Miyabim her. Now that Shimon has no mitzvah to do Yibam with Rachel, so Rachel blibes with the Isser of Eishes Ach. She remains an Eishes Ach. And being that Rachel is an Eishes Ach, so she's an Erva of Eishes Ach, so she's going to pater the Tzara as well. She's an Erva. So she paters the Tzara, she's going to pater Shprinza as well. That's the Chiddush of Rav Asi, that the Tzara's islandess is Asura, just like there's no Yibam with the islandess. So now we say she's an Erva. Now we say she's the Erva of Eishes Ach. And Mamela, she's gonna pat to the Tzara. So again, Amr Vasi, Tzara's islandus is Asura. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vaya Bechar Asher Teled, Pratla islandus, Yibam has to be Asher Teled. We darshan from there, Pratla islandus, She'ena Yeledes, which is coming to exclude an islandus, who is unable to give birth. So she's excluded from the mitzvah of Yibam. Mamela, she remains with the Isser of Eishes Ach, and she's gonna pat to the Tzara. That's the Chiddush of Rav Asi. Now, Master Rav Sheshas asked Rav Sheshas, is that really true? An islandess paters the Tzara? But we learned like this. The Braisa said we learned like this. It says, Shleisha Achin Nisuin Shalish Nashim Nachriyais. You have three brothers, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And they're married to three women who are Nachriyais, which doesn't mean that they're Nachriyais, that they're not Jewish. It just means the Afuke sisters. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are married to three women who are not sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel. Shimon is married to Dina. And that's, we'll suffice with that for now. We don't need to know Levi's wife. We'll call her Mrs. Levi. Doesn't matter for now. So Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Dina. And what happened was is like this. Umeis Echon Mehem, one of them dies, we'll call Reuven. Reuven's the one who dies. And now Memela, Rachel falls to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi. So Reuven died. Umeis Echon Mehem, but also Basheni Maimer. So Shimon went, and Shimon did Maimer with Rachel. So Maimer is just like we have the concept Midaraisa, there's a concept of doing Kedushin before Nisuin. First, the person that he does Kedushin, Areya Mekudeshesli, before doing Chuppah. So too Midarabanan, there's an Indian of doing like a Kedushin Darabanan before doing Yibam. Minatayra, when a lady falls to Yibam. So if Shimon would want to be Miyabim Rachel, he goes straight ahead, they have Bia, and then that's it, that's Yibam, that's the whole thing. Midrabanan, they said it's not so nice that the first encounter between the two should be Al Yidei Yibam, should be Al Yidei Bia. So the Rabbanan enacted like a Kedushin, the Rabbanan, it's a Maisa Kedushin, it's called Maimer, and that's like the Kedushin that's done before doing Yibam. So once Maimer is done, so Shimon did his Maimer, and then Shimon died. That's the case. So Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon was married to Dina, Levi was married to Mrs. Levi, and Reuven, who was married to Rachel, Reuven died without having any children. Rachel falls to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi. Shimon goes, and he wants to be Miabimer. So first he goes and he does Maimer, which is like a Kedushin Derabanan. He does Maimer with Rachel, Umes, and then he died. So now Rachel and Dina, who was Shimon's original wife, so Rachel and Dina now fall to Yibam to Levi. So the halacha is Harei Elu Choltzais V'Loi Misyavmais. Levi is not allowed to do Yibam with them. Levi has to do Chalitza. So why is Levi going to do Chalitza? The reason is because Rachel is problematic to him. Rachel, who Be'etzem, meet on a Daraisa level, comes out really that Shimon never did anything with Rachel. Maimer is only a Darabanan. Midaraisa Maimer is nothing. So really, Rachel felt Yibam to Shimon and Levi. Shimon did a Maimer, which is meaningless, on a Daraisa level. And so now she falls to, she remains fallen to the Levi. And so really, Midaraisa, on a Daraisa level, so Rachel comes out as falling from Reuven, and Dina is falling from Shimon. That's the way we would view the picture on a Daraisa level, is that these two Yavamais who are falling to Levi, they're really coming from different husbands. Rachel is coming from Reuven, and Dina is coming from Shimon. However, on a Derabanan level, that which Shimon did Maimer with Rachel, so that's like a Kedusha in Derabanan, and it's like a mixas marriage. And Mamela, so really on a Derabanan level, there's almost like two husbands that Rachel is falling from. She's falling from Reuven, and Rachel's also falling from Shimon. Now that's gonna be problematic. Says the Gemara, that's gonna be problematic, that's gonna make it that they can only do Chalitza. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, and this is not gonna be a real drasha, because this whole thing is a din Derabanan, the whole concept of Maimer is Derabanan, but Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Umeis Echen Mehem, Yavama, Yava Yaleha, the Torah says by Yibam, it says that when one of them dies, so the Yavam, her Yavam should be with her. Mishaleh zikas Yavam echad v'loy zikas shnei Yavamin. We dash it from here, and again, it's really just an esmachda, that the only time there's Yibam is if the lady is coming from one husband. But if she's coming from zikas shnei Yavamin, if she's coming mikayach two different husbands, which is possible in this case of Maimer, right, on a Daraisa level, that's never possible. A woman can never have two husbands. But on a Darabanan level, so there's this concept of coming from two husbands when the second brother did Maimer. So in such a case, the halacha is that they're not allowed to do Yibam. So that's the din. That's the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, again, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon's married to Dina. And Reuven dies without having any children. Shimon goes and does Maimer with Rachel. And then Shimon dies. So now Rachel is problematic because she's a Zika Shnei Yevamin. So Memela, she's going to be Aser and Yibam. Once she's Aser and Yibam, so she's like an Eisha Sa'ach. Again, this is all Midrabanan, because Maimer on a Daraisa level is meaningless. But on this Darabanan level, so Rachel is problematic because she's coming from two different husbands. Memela Rachel is going to remain with the Isra of Eishes Ach, and she's going to pater the Tzara, she's going to pater Dina, who was Shimon's other wife. Now, we don't say that they go out scot-free, that they don't even need Chalitza, because this whole thing is a Din Derabanan. The Rabbanan might say that you can't do Yibam, they're not going to say that she could go ahead and get married to someone else without doing anything. So they said, Hare Elu Choltzais V'loi Misyavmais. That's the Din of the Mishnah. Now, Vikatanya Alam, Rav Yosef, now Rav Yosef taught about this halacha, said Rav Yosef, that Zui Tzaras Eishas Ach Me'av, She'isser Nefilo Garamla. That this is a case that it's a very rare case. Normally, the Isser of Eishas Ach is exactly what we're looking for when we want there to be a mitzvah of Yibam. The whole mitzvah of Yibam is accomplished with an Eishas Ach Me'av, with a brother from a father. That's the whole mitzvah of Yibam. Said Rav Yosef, that you see from this halach an interesting thing that you don't find anywhere else. This is a case where the Isser of Eishas Ach actually asers the paters the tzara. Zui tzaras Eishas Ach me'av. This is the case, this is the only case of a tzaras Eishas Ach from an av, she'isser nefila garamla, that because she fell from a second marriage, because Rachel fell from a second marriage, so now that causes that even the Tzara is going to be pata from Yibam. Machmas, which is her erva? The erva of Eishas Ach. That's not usually a patur. Usually Eishas Ach is the Mechayiv for Yibam. So that's what Rav Yosef pointed out, and over here you see a Chiddush, that Eishas Ach is actually bringing us a patur onto the Tzara. Shalai Matzinu b'chol ha-Tayra kula k'gayin zayis. You never find anywhere in the Tayra ever such a thing. Minat Tayra, you never find such a thing. This is all a din derabanan. You never find that Eishas Ach is going to be a patur. Normally, Eishas Ach Me'av is a goof of what's being Mechayiv Yibam. Here you have Eishas Ach Me'av is actually patterning the Tzara. That's something that you never find. That's what Rav Yosef commented on this day. Now, Zuhi Lumute Mai. This Rav Yosef specified that this is the case. Zuhi, this is the case that Eishas Ach patterns the Tzara. Lumute Mai. What's it coming to be Lafuke? It sounds like there's another case where you might have thought that Eishas Ach would path to the Tzara, and really, no, Eishas Ach does not path to the Tzara. So, Lav Lamute, Tzara's Islandus, the Sharia. Luchairi is coming to exclude the case of Tzara's Islandus, the case that Reuven is married to Rachel and to Shprinza, and Reuven dies, and Rachel being an Islandus, and Reuven dies without having any children. So the halacha is that being that Rachel is not allowed to do Yibam because Rachel's an Ilanus, she's mufka, she's excluded from the parish of Yibam because she can't have children. So we had before there that Rav Asi wanted to say that who then the Tzara now is going to be Pater. Why? Because she's the Tzara of an Eishes Ach. But you see from this memra from Rav Yosef that no, the only time we find that there's a Pater of a Tzara's Eishes Ach is in this case of Maimer. But Smashma, it's coming, and he said, Zui, this is the only case. Mashma lafuke tsaras ilunus. That when it comes to tsaras ilunus, we say that she is mutter. We don't say that she's putter. Even though she's a tsara of an eshes ach, we don't say that she's putter from Yibam. We say that she's chayiv. So says the Gemara, you're somewhat correct. You're right. It's coming to be lafuke tsaras ilunus, but not in the way you're drawing it out. Says the Gemara, loy, lmuute tsaras ilunus, the asira. You're right. By over here, we're talking by this case of the tzara of the Bailas Hamaimer, by Dina, who's the tzaras of the Bailas Hamaimer of Rachel, who did Maimer with Shimon. So there, the halacha was is that they both require chalitza, or they both neither of them could have yibam done to them. The Levi has to do chalitza to one of them. Levi has to do dafka chalitza. He's not allowed to do yibam with either one of them. On that, Rav Yosef said, this is the only time you find such a thing. This is the only time where you find that Tzaras Eishes Ach requires chalitza. Not to say that in other places that Tzaras Eishes Ach is mutter, it's coming to be lafuke Tzaras Islandus, that by Tzaras Islandus, they don't even require chalitza. By the Tzaras Bailas HaMaimer, so there we say that the Tzara requires chalitza. The Chiddush over here, the Chiddush of Rav Yosef was that this is the only time you find such a thing. L'mu'ute Tzaras Islandus, because by Tzaras Islandus is Asira, by Tzaras Islandus not only is there no chalitza, not only is there no yibam, there's not even chalitza. She's completely aser. There's no yibam or chalitza. Umay zuhi, zuhi de iser nefila garam la tsarasa, that tsarasa bai chalitza. But ilunus afilu chalitza lai bai. That's what Rav Yosef was coming to stress. That this is the only time that you find that the tsaras eishes ach requires chalitza. As opposed to tsaras ilunus, that she doesn't even require chalitza. So in the kasha, we thought we were saying that Rav Yosef was saying that this is the only case that the Tzaras Eishes Ach is pata from Yibam, as opposed to Tzaras Ilanus, which is chayiv in Yibam. The Gemara is saying, no, that's not what Rav Yosef meant. He meant to say that this is Tzaras Eishes Ach that requires chalitza, as opposed to a different case of Tzaras Eishes Ach, meaning Tzaras Ilanus, that there's not even a requirement of chalitza. By Tzaras Ilanus, there's complete iser. Now, my taima, so what's the pshat in the chilak? They're both tzarais of an Eishes Ach. The tzaras Ilanus and the tzaras Bailas HaMaimer. In both cases, she's the tzara of an Eishes Ach. And Shprinza is the tzaras Eishes Ach of Rachel, who's the Ilanus. And Dina is the tzaras Eishes Ach of Rachel, who's the Bailas HaMaimer. So why is it that in one case we say that they require chalitza? In the other case, by tzaras Ilanus, so we had Rav Asi say that she's completely asura. So says the Gemara, the chilik is because Hadi Araisa and Hadi Rabbanan. Tzaras Ilanus was the Araisa, the Ilanus was pata from Yibam. It was Mida Araisa that Rachel was excluded from the parish of Yibam because it says Asher Teilein. And being that Rachel can't have any children, So therefore she's pater from, she's excluded from the parish of Yibam. Memela, she's an Eshes Ach who's going to completely aser the Tzara. As opposed to the Balas HaMaimer, in the case of Rachel and Dina falling to Yibam to Levi, so over there, Rachel, she midaraisa, she's completely fine, she's completely kosher. Levi could even do Yibam to both of them. Rachel is falling from Reuven, and Dina is falling from Shimon. They're coming from two different marriages. They're coming from two different husbands. So midarabanan, we say that he has to do chalitza to both of them. We say that he has to do chalitza, maybe I said before, to one of them. No, he has to do chalitza to both of them because they're coming from two different husbands. But midaraisa, they're mutter. So therefore, we're not going to say midarabanan that they should just go out scot-free without doing anything. Therefore, Chazal said they require chalitza. So that's the difference between the Tzaras Balas HaMaimer and the Tzaras Ailunus. Tzaras Ailunus was a patur de'araisa. She's able to pata the Tzara and aser the Tzara legamri. As opposed to the Tzaras Balas HaMaimer, she's not going to aser the Tzara. She's just going to make it that Levi can't do Yibum with the Tzara, but avadadi that they're still going to require chalitza. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Natanan, another kasha now on Ravasi. Again, so Ravasi told us a chiddush that Tzaras Ailunus is Asura. Reuven is married to Rachel and Tishprinza. Rachel being an Ailunus. And so the halacha is that if Reuven dies, so now Shimon is not, he's not allowed to do Yibam or Chalitza to either Rachel or Tishprinza. They're both completely Asur. Ask the Gemara Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said, "V'kulan and Mesu and Mianu and Iskarshu and Shinimsu Islandus Tzarasei and Mutaris." So the Mishnah was talking about a case. The family tree was like this: that Reuven was married to Bracha and to Shprinza. Reuven was married to an erva of Shimon, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, but you could fill in any erva really. Reuven was married to an erva of Shimon. He was married to Bracha and to Shprinza, and Reuven dies without having any children. So in such a case, that's the case where an erva is pater from Yibam, Bracha is pater, and she's also going to ask for the Tzara. That's the classic case of our Mishnah on Beis Aman Aleph. The Mishnah then told us on Beis Aman Beis that in any of these cases of the different Urayas, if Bracha would terminate her marriage with Reuven before Reuven died, if before Reuven dies, Bracha terminates her marriage with him, either because she died, or because she got divorced from him, whatever the case is, so now when Reuven dies, he's only married to Shprinza. Memela, now that he's only married to Shprinza at the time of the Misa, Shprinza is allowed to do Yibam with Shimon. That was the case of the Mishnah. One of the ways the Mishnah described their marriage being terminated was if Bracha does Mion, or she's Nimsa Ilanus. One of the cases of the Mishnah was if Bracha's Nimsa Ilanus, so then that's gonna now make it that now her marriage was terminated with Reuven. It's Mekach Tais. Now her marriage with Reuven was terminated. And Mamela, now Shprinza is gonna be Reuven's only wife, and now Shprinza could do Yibam with Shimon. So in our Mishnah, what do you see? That Nimsa Ilanus was the reason that the Tzara became Chayiv in Yibam. Before she was Nimsa Ilanus, before Bracha was Nimsa Ilanus, so Shprinza was not allowed to do Yibum because she was a Tzaras Erva. Now that Bracha is Nimsa Ilanus and Reuven dies, so now Shprinza is able to do Yibum with Shimon. Nimsa Ilanus was actually what created the Chiyav of Yibum. So how could Rabasi say that Tzaras Ilanus is Asura? We have in our Mishnah that the Tzaras Ilanus is Gufa what's making her Chayiv in Yibum. That's a Gufa what allows Shprinza to do Yibum with Shimon. So how could Rabasi say Mamish Vakarat? How could Ravasi say that the Tzaras Ailunus is Asura? So it says the Gemara like Kasha, Kansha Hikarba, Kansha Hikarba, we were already Meramis to the Teretz before, that there's a difference between a case where Reuven knew that Rachel was an Ailunus, or Bracha was an Ailunus before he married her, and a case where it was only discovered later that his wife was an Ailanus. Ravasi spoke about a case that Reuven was married to Rachel and to Shprinza, and Reuven knew that Rachel was an Ailanus. He knew that when he married her. So Memela, even though she's an Ailanus, that doesn't terminate the marriage. The marriage is still there because Reuven knew about it. So there's no Mekach Tais. Memela, when Reuven dies, he is married to Rachel and to Shprinza. They're both his wives. He knew about both. He knew that she was an Ailanus. And since Rachel is not able to do Yibam. So she asks her, she's an Eishas Ach, and she's going to ask her the Tzara as well. That was Ravasi's case. The Mishnah is talking about a case that Reuven was married to Bracha and to Shprinza, and Reuven didn't know that Bracha was an Ilonos. It was Loi Hikerba. He didn't realize that she was an Ilonos. So that's when the Mishnah says it. If it comes out, she was an Ilonos. So then, being that it's Mekach Tais, Lemafreya, they were never married. So Bracha is not Reuven's wife. He's only married to Shprinza. That's why Nimsa Ilonos was the reason that Shprinza became Chayiv and Yibam. And that's nothing to do with Ravasi's case. Ravasi was discussing a case where Reuven knew that his wife was an Ilonos. In such a case, there's no Mekach Tais. Says the Gemara, Dekanami, and I'll even prove it to you from the Lashon of our Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah is mashma like that the Mishnah is specifically discussing a case where Reuven's wife, Bracha, was only discovered later to be an Ilonos, but Reuven didn't know that at the time he married her. The Katani Shenimtsu, V'loi Katani Shahayu. It doesn't say about the cases of our Mishnah, V'kulan Shahayu Ilonos, if any of them were an Ilonos, so then the Tzara does Yibam. It says Shenimtsu, if they're discovered to be an Ilonos. If the Erva is discovered to be an Ilonos, so then the marriage is uprooted l'mafreya, it's mekach tois. Memela Reuven was never married to her, and that's why Shprinza is able to do Yibam. But there's no kasha from here in Ravasi. Ravasi was discussing a different case. Ravasi was discussing when it was known that she was an Ilonos. So what's the bottom line? What's the halacha? Do we paskin like Ravasi? Do we not paskin like Ravasi? Amar Rava says Rava that Hilchasa, the bottom line halacha is that Tzaras Ilonos Mutares, not like Ravasi. We hold the Maisa that a Tzaras Ilonos is Mutares. Reuven is married to Rachel and to Shprinza, Rachel being an Ilonos, Reuven knew that she was an Ilonos. The halacha is that when Reuven dies, so even though Rachel, there's no Yibam with Rachel, because it says Asher Teled, but still Shprinza is Chayiv and Yibam. And Rashi explains, because Rachel is not pater from Yibam because of the fact that she's an Erva. It's not because of the fact that she's an Eishes Ach. She's pater from Yibam because of the fact that she's an Ilonos. Being that it's not the Erva, it's not the shame Erva of Rachel that's assuring her to Yibam, so therefore, we don't make her into an Erva that she's going to pater the Tzara. The Tzara, Rashi uses words also that's considered like a Tzara Shalai B'Makai Mitzvah, because it has nothing to do with the Eishes Ach. She's Stam Aser to Shimon. She's Stam Aser to Shimon because she's an Ilonos. Nothing to do with the fact that she's an Eishes Ach. And therefore, that's why she does not aser the Tzara. That's what Rava says is the halacha, not like Ravasi, rather that the Tzara's Ilonos is Mutaras. And he adds in, Vafilu Hikerba. And even in a case where Reuven knew that she was an Ilonos, meaning of course, if he didn't know, of course, if Reuven didn't know she was an Ilonos, so then it was Mekach Tois, and then Avada, Shimon could do Yibam with Shprinza, because Shprinza is Reuven's only wife. It's a regular case of Yibam. Even if Reuven knew that she was an Ilonos, in the marriage is Takachal, it's not Mekach Tois, and she's going to be also to do Yibam, still Shimon's allowed to do Yibam with the Tzara, he's allowed to do Yibam with Shprinza. Va'afilu Tzara's Bitoi Ilonos. And that applies even if it's Tzara's Bitoi Ilonos, even in the case of our Mishnah, where it was Reuven who was married to Bracha and to Shprinza, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, And Shprinza was an Ilonos, but in this case, Reuven knew that she was an Ilonos. Even though Reuven knew that she was an Ilonos, and Reuven died without having any children, so it comes out that Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter, to Shprinza, and the marriage is Chal, because he knew that she was an Ilonos, and he's also married to Shprinza. The halacha is that even though she's a Tzaras Erva, she's Tzaras Bitoi, even still, Shimon's allowed to do Yibam with Shprinza, because Bracha is not in the parish of Bechlal, she's an Ilonos, she's not, has nothing to do with the fact that she's an Erva, she's Stam Mufka from the parish, because of the fact that she's an Ilonos, and therefore, the din of our Mishnah is true. When the Mishnah said she nimsu Ilonos, it's really lav davka. It's not just if she was nimsu Ilonos. It's really even if she was for sure an Ilonos. Not just if she was discovered and therefore it became mekach tais. No, even if Reuven knew that Bracha was an Ilonos, still Shprinza falls to Yibam. Why does our Mishnah say nimsu? Says the Gemara, velahadikatani shenimsu. Now, which the Mishnah said shenimsu, which is mashmutz only when the marriage gets uprooted because of mekach tois, that's when we say that Shimon's allowed to do Yibam with Shprinza, but not if Reuven knew that Bracha was an Ilonos. Says the Gemara, no, Tani Shahayu. Says Rava, no, switch the girsa, switch it to Shahayu, that even in the case where Reuven knew that she was an islandess and the marriage is not going to be uprooted, still Shimon's allowed to do Yibam with Shprinsa because Brachas Patur had nothing to do with the fact that she was an Erva. She was Stam Mufka from the whole parish of Yibam because of the fact that she is an islandess. And says the Gemara, now going back to the other halachis, the other dinim of tzareis that we mentioned previously, says the Gemara, the halachis with those are as follows. Kiasa Ravin Amr Rabbi Yochanan, that achas tzareis mamenes, when it comes to tzareis mamenes, that we had on Yud Aleph and Aleph, that Rav Yudah Marav said tzareis mamenes is asura, says Rav Yochanan that achas tzareis mamenes, v'achas tzareis ailunos, who we just had, that Rav Asi said that she's asura, v'achas tzareis machzer gushasoi, who we had previously that the Gemara had a suffix about it, is tzareis machzer gushasoi, pata from Yibam or not, kulan mutarai, says Rav Yochanan halacha by all of them, is that their own mutter, even though it comes out that they have an iser veishas ach, which doesn't go away, it doesn't matter, that's not what's causing them not to be chayiv and ibam, but maybe all of them, the tzareis are all going to be mutter. Says the Gemara now, a new sugya. And this is really going to touch back on what the Mishnah said, and the part of the Mishnah we just quoted. We quoted from the Mishnah that in a case where, let's say, Reuven is married to a erva of Shimon, the case we gave was Bracha, Shimon's daughter, Reuven is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa, and then what happens is that Bracha terminates her marriage with Reuven, either through divorce, through misasa, the erva, through miyun, through nimsa ilanus or shahayu ilanus, whatever the girsa is, in any way, shape, or form that Bracha terminates her marriage with Reuven. So then it comes out Reuven is only married to Shprinsa, and so Shprinsa is not going to be a tzaras erva, being that Shprinsa is no longer a tzaras erva. So if Reuven dies, so Shprinsa is going to be chayiv and yibam with the brother, with Shimon. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah then pointed out that when it comes to this case of Mian, right, what's the case of Mian? The case of Mian is like this, that Reuven again is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa, and Bracha is a Ketana. She's a Yisoyima B'chaye Yavia. Shimon's still alive, but Shimon one time married her off before. B'kitzer, what happened with this marriage to Reuven is that her mother married her off. Bracha's mother is the one who married her off to her uncle. She married her off to Reuven, to Bracha's uncle. And so Bracha now is married to Reuven. It's a Kedushin D'Rabbanan. Her mother married her off to Reuven. It's a Kedushin D'Rabbanan. And Reuven is also married to Shprinsa. So the Mishnah said that even though in this scenario, Kasher Husham, as it is right here, if Reuven would die, so Shprinsa is a Tzaras Bitoy, and Shprinsa would be Pater from Yibam. But if Shprinsa goes ahead, and let's say she does Mion to Reuven, let's say in that case, if she does Mion to Reuven, she tells Reuven, I want out of this marriage, so then that terminates the marriage, and being that, being that Bracha's Kedusha was only Kedusha to Rabbanan, because her mother married her off, so that's the din, that she could do Mion, she could just tell her husband, I want out, at least while she's a Ketana. The Lacha is only a Ketana could do Mion. Once she gets older, she's not able to do Mion anymore. But while she is still a Ketana, so she could do Mion to Reuven, she could say, I want out. Mamela, the marriage will be terminated, and then Reuven's only married to Shprinsa. So then if Reuven dies, Shprinsa does Yibam with Shimon. That was the din of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah then said that when it comes to this case of Mion, so it's only going to work by certain cases of the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about 15 types of arayas, and the Mishnah explains that this case of Mian will not work by Chamaisai, or Im Chamaisai, or Im Chamav. It won't work by anybody who had a child, such as a mother-in-law, or a mother-in-law's mother, or a father-in-law's mother. If any one of those Ervas of Shimon are married to Reuven, so it won't be Shaykh that they could do Mian with Reuven. So why won't it be Shaykh that they could do Mian with Reuven? So the assumption, right now at least, is because the only one who's able to do Mian is a Ketana. A Ketana is the only one who's able to do Mian. And being that only a Ketana could do Mian, it's never possible that you're going to have somebody with a child that's doing Mian, because if somebody's able to have a child, so then they must not be a Ketana. A Ketana is not able to have a child. So if someone is a person's mother-in-law, they by definition are not a Ketana. It's impossible for a Ketana to have a child. At least that's what the Gemara assumes right now. It's impossible for a girl who's a Ketana to have a child. Mamela by all, and only a Ketana is able to do Mian. Mamela, anybody with a child in the Mishnah, any one of the Arayas who clearly have a child, like a mother-in-law, so she clearly has a child, that's how she's your mother-in-law. So any Erev in the Mishnah that has a child, So by definition, she must not be a ketana. Being that she's not a ketana, she can never be included in the case of mian, because she can't do mian. She's not a ketana anymore. So that's what the Mishnah spoke out, that even though we spoke about this case of mian, it's not going to work by someone with a child. So on that note, says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara, a relatively famous Gemara, it's Negea, a lot of halacha lemaisa when it comes to birth control, and we won't get into the halacha, but we'll learn the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Tani Rav Bevai Kamed Rav Nachman, that Shalosh Nashim Misham Shais B'maich. There are three women who, when they have tashmish, they're allowed to use a maich, they could use something to prevent the zera from going in. The way Rashi seems to learn is that the lady puts the maich in before having tashmish with her husband. Taisus learns otherwise. The big tumult in the Rishayim, when exactly she's putting the maich in. And it's like, yeah, so the isra of ashchasa zera. Is it possible that it's there before? If it's there before, maybe then that's for sure ashchasa zera. Then it's ashchasa zera from the man, because he's not even having tashmish in a way that it could even lead to a pregnancy. Or maybe it's afterwards, and then the shaila is, so whose isra of ashchasa zera is it? Is it an isra of the man, or is it an isra for the woman? Does the woman also have an isra of ashchasa zera? Or maybe she has an isra because of her husband. She can't be mashchis out her husband's chiyav. Whatever the case is, big rain in the Rishayim, exactly how to learn the Gemara. But again, it's nageya to lemais, it's nageya to birth control. But Al Kapanim says Rav Bevai, that there are three women that, even though normally a lady is not allowed to be mishamshes b'maich, she's not allowed to prevent the pregnancy because there's an isra v'ashchasa zera, still there are three women that it's dangerous for them to have a child, and being that it's dangerous for them to have a child, so they're allowed to be mishamshes b'maich. Who are the three women? It's a ketana, a mu'beres, umenika. Now, lav dafka, these things apply to the metzias that we have nowadays, but this was the metzias b'zman chazal, that there was a sakana for a ketana. Obviously, she's married, a married ketana. There was a sakana still for her to have relations with her husband, a mu'beres, somebody who's already expecting, and a menika, a lady who's nursing. So, says the Gemara, to explain each one, that a ketana has an issue, she has a sakana to get pregnant, because, and therefore she's allowed to be misham shoyis b'maich, because shema tisaber v'shema tamos, because if not, maybe she'll get pregnant, maybe if she doesn't use the maich, maybe she'll get pregnant, and if she does, maybe she'll end up dying, she might end up dying from the pregnancy. And therefore, because there's this chance of sakana, so therefore a ketana is allowed to be misham shoyis b'maich. The second one we mentioned was a mu'beres, a lady who's already expecting. And the reason why she's allowed to be misham shoyis b'maich is because shema tasa ubra sando, because maybe she'll get pregnant again, maybe in the middle of her pregnancy, she'll become pregnant again, and then the second baby will go and squish the first one, and the first one will be made into a shoe, it'll be flattened out, and it'll kill the first one. So because of that sakana, so the mu'beres is allowed to be misham shoyis b'maich. And menika, a menika is allowed to be a lady who's nursing, she's allowed to be misham shoyis b'maich, because shema tigmo b'na v'yamos, because maybe she'll get pregnant. If she gets pregnant, it might affect her milk supply, and then she'll have to stop nursing her son. This was in the days before formula, they didn't have formula bottles. And mamela v'yamos, the child didn't have milk, so the child would die. So because of that sakanam, it's mutter for the menika to be misham shoyis b'maich. Now says the Gemara, says the Braisa, that ve'eza hi, says Rabbi Bevai really, that ve'eza hi ketana, what's the gedder, what's the shear, what's considered a ketana in this context? At which age is there a sakana that maybe she'll actually become pregnant, and if she does, that maybe she'll die? It's dafka mibas yid aluf shanav yeimechad ad yid bei shanav yeimechad. Between the ages of 11 and 12, that's when we have this chashash. But pachis mikan v'yasra, but once she's younger than 11 or older than 12, so then she can have tashmish like normal, and she doesn't have to be worried. If her mayor, that's the sheet of her mayor, meaning because before she's 12, before she's 11 years old, so she's not going to become pregnant, so there's no chashash. And after 12 years old, she might become pregnant, but then there's no sakana that she's going to die because of it. So before 11 and after 12, there's no sakana. So before 11 and after 12, yes, they used to get married even before 11. So before 11 and after 12, so there's no sakana. And being that there's no sakana, so then they have to be misham shoyis kedarka. Then they don't have a heter to use a maich. But from the ages of 11 and 12, between 11 and 12, so then that's the sheet of Rameyer, that's the shear of a katana, that she's allowed to be misham shoyis b'maich. The chachamim say that no, achazu, v'achazu, mishameshes kedarka, vahilachas. No, there's no heter to be mishamshes v'moich. These ladies could be have tashmish like normal. Umin hashamayim mirachamu, and from shamayim, the Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on them, that they'll be fine. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says shaymir pesam Hashem, that Hashem watches the fools, which is something we spoke about in our Eisel Halacha and end of Masechah Shabbos. What's exactly the gather of shaymir pesam Hashem? But Al Kopanim says the Chachamim that because shaymir pesam Hashem, we can rely on the fact that Hashem watches the fools, those who end up getting pregnant when they it's a little bit dangerous for them, and therefore there's no heter to be mishamshes b'maych. Now, b'etzem, it's a pella. What does that mean? If it's a sakana, how could you just say and rely on a nace and say, yeah, min hashamayim yirachamu, HaKadosh Baruch will have mercy? If it's sakana, so then you have to take care of the sakana. What's the heter over here to be samich al nace? So the Marsham asked this kasha in the tshuva. The Marsham is in Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Ches, and he brings from the Maram Shek, and over here it's not mamish, a real, a hard sakana. It's a miuta. It's a sakana de miuta. It's a miyada. It's a miyad. It's not really so matzoi that this is actually going to be dangerous. So Remeir is the shitasai. Remeir, we find in Shas that Remeir shita is to be chayshish lemiuta. So being that Remeir is chayshish lemiuta, that's why Remeir gives a special heter over here to be mishamshes b'maych. However, the Fidah Chachamim, being that it's only a muta, so that's why the Chachamim say to not be Misham Sheis B'maych, and they say to rely on the fact that the Kadosh Baruch will have mercy. But, says the Marsham, what comes out from this pshat is that if it comes out that if you have a real chashash, let's say a lady, it really is dangerous for her to become pregnant. For whatever the case is, the doctors told her it's very dangerous if she becomes pregnant. So then even the Chachamim would agree that there is a heter to be Misham Sheis B'maych, again, like we spoke out, but that's what the Marsham says, and it's not a cold hard fact that the Chachamim say there's never a heter to be Misham Sheis B'maych. It was dafka over here because it was a miyuta. But really, if there's a real chashash, then even the Chachamim would agree that they could be Misham Sheis B'maych. Al Kopanim, why is this nageya to us? Why is this nageya to our sugya? Because as the Gemara like this, what was the lashon of the Braisa? That by a ketana she's allowed to be mishamshes b'maych. Why is she allowed to be mishamshes b'maych? Because there's a sakana if she becomes pregnant. Why? Because maybe she'll get pregnant, and if she does, shema tamus, maybe she'll die. So what's that mashma? Mechlal dika ketana demi'abra v'loy mesa. It's mashma that it's also possible she'll get pregnant, she'll have a baby, and she won't die. It's maybe she'll get pregnant, and then maybe she'll die. But it's mashma that it is possible that she'll get pregnant, and she won't die. So really what you see from this braisa is that it is possible for a ketana to have a child and to live. Same Cain asked the Gemara, if so, wait a second. Really, it's possible for a ketana to have a child. Im kein matzinu chamaisim mamamenes. If so, we could have a case that Shimon's mother-in-law is married to Reuven, and even though she's his mother-in-law, she's a ketana, still she's able to do mian to Reuven. She could still be a ketana. She could still be a ketana, because it could be she had a child while she was a ketana. If you're telling me a ketana is able to have a healthy child, and to go on and live, so maybe she had a child when she was a ketana, and she's still a ketana, so you could have a chamaisa, that's mamenes. And where do you see not like that? Utanan, our Mishnah says, that iyat al yachol leimer b'chamaisa, veim chamaisa, veim chamav, it says that this case of Mianu, that the way the Erva terminated her marriage with Reuven was through Mian, that can't exist by a lady who has a child. It can't exist by a mother-in-law, or by a mother-in-law's mother, or by a father-in-law's mother. Any lady who had a child, you can't have Mian, because if she had a child, it means that she's seemingly, it means that she's not a ketana. If she's not a ketana, she can't do Mian. But that's not true, because from this Braisa, it seems that a ketana is able to have a child. If she's able to have a child as a ketana, so then you could have a katana that does mian. You could have a chamaisa that does mian. So says the Gemara, in a chanami, says the Gemara, switch the lashon of Rabbevai. Switch the lashon of Rabbevai, that he didn't say that the lashon of the Braisa isn't that Shema Tamas. Ema Shema Tisaver V'Tamas. That maybe the katana, if she doesn't use a maich, so maybe she'll become pregnant. And then v'tamos, and then she will die. She'll for sure die. Not that there's a shema tamos, rather that for sure she'll die. Well, that's the Gemara. The Amr, and what's the raya to that? The Amr of Levi, that Gvul Yeshua. There's a shear, there's a Gvul when it comes to a katana. Kaida Mazman Azeh, before the age of 11, in a Misa Beres Kalikar. She'll never become pregnant. Taicha Zman Azeh, during the 11th year, before until she's 12, he Mesa of Ubrames. So she can become pregnant, but she will die. So it sounds like it's a Vadai. Not that it's Shemutama, she will die. La'achar Zman Azeh, but after that age, after 12 already, so then he Chai of Brachai, she could become pregnant, everyone will live, the child will live, the mother will live. And so that's how we'll fix up the Braisa. Not that it's Shemitis Aber v'Shemitamos, rather Shemitis Aber, and then she will die. Every time a Katana will become pregnant, she will die, and that's like we have this Memra from Rabbi Bar Levi, that Rabbi Bar Levi really says this Lahedya, that a Katana who becomes pregnant between the ages of 11 and 12, so she is going to die. That is a fact. And that Mamela stems with our Mishnah. Mamela stems with our Mishnah that that's why you can never have Chamaisa. He was doing mir, because if she had a child, she must not be a katana. If she has a child and she's still alive, she must not be a katana. If she's not a katana, then she can't do mir. Ask the Gemara, Ini, is Rabbi Bar Levi's statement really true? Vatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, that Iyatayahu Leimer Bechamaisa, he taught a Braisa about our Mishnah, and the Braisa says a little bit more words than our Mishnah does. It says in the Braisa that Iyatayahu Leimer Bechamaisa, Veim Chamaisa, Veim Chamav, Shanim Su Islandus, Aisha Mianu, that the reason why you can't apply the case of Islandus or Mian, for sure not Islandus, because she had a child, but you also can't apply the Mian to a lady who had a child, you can't apply Mian to the case of a mother-in-law or a Eim Chamav or Eim Chamaisa, is Shekfar Yoldu, is because they already gave birth. Now this Rashi explains is a very subtle diak the Gemara is making. If the problem was is that if the fact that she had a child must mean that she was a Gedoila, it must mean that she's a Gedoila, so then the Braisa should have said that the reason why you can't have a case of Mian by a mother-in-law is because she's a Gedoila, and a Gedoila can't do Mian. Why does the Braisa stress Shekvar Yoldu? It sounds like she might be a Katana. It sounds like she's a Katana, and Afal Pikein, she can't do Mian because of the fact that she gave birth. So it sounds like really a Katana, she is a Katana, and a Katana could give birth. Not like what Rabbi Bar Levi just told us. Rabbi Bar Levi said a Katana can never give birth. It sounds like that's not true. You could have a Katana that gives birth. But the problem with our Mishnah is that once she gives birth, so then there's no Mian. Now we don't know what that means yet, but that's a Kasha. On Rabbi Bar Levi, it doesn't seem like what Rabbi Bar Levi said is true. It doesn't seem like that's a fact that the Katana cannot give birth. Adrabo, it sounds like a Katana could give birth. And really, the pshat in our Mishnah, the reason why you can't use Chamaisa in the case of Mian is because she already had a baby. Now, we all know what that means. So what does it mean? So says the Gemara like this, Ella lo'ilam shemetes aber v'shemetamos. Really, a Katana is able to have a child. Ve'ela kashahach. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? If a Katana is able to have a child, and she's still a Katana, so why can't she do Mian? What does the Braisa mean? Shekvar yoldu. Because she already had a baby. What is having a baby? If she could be a Katana and have a baby, so what's the issue? Why can't you go ahead and do Mian? So I'm Rav Safra, because Banim Harehem Kesimanim. Banim, just like, what makes a lady into a Gedoila? What makes her not a Katana anymore? So most people might tell you, oh, because she turns 12 years old, she has her bas mitzvah to make a party, and now she's chayav mitzvahs, and now she's a Gedoila. But that's not really true. And it's not even true about a boy either. A boy doesn't become a Gadol by his bar mitzvah, necessarily. A boy doesn't become bar mitzvah just because he turns 13 years old. He also needs something called Simanim. He needs to have Shtei Cyrus, and a girl as well, she needs to have Shtei Cyrus, Ba'isei Makim, and it's only once they have these simanim, these two simanim, Shtei Cyrus, so that's when they become a gadol. Said Rav Safra, what the Braisa means to say, the reason why the mother-in-law cannot do Mian, even though she's a katana who had a baby, the reason why she can't do Mian is because she had a baby. What does that mean? Because banim areihem kesimanim. Just like simanim is a way that a girl changes and she becomes a gedoila, so too having a child, that's another type of a simen. Having a child, that's also makes the woman into a gedoila. So in age-wise, she might still be 11 years old. But once she has a child, so then she has the status of a gedoila, memela she can't do yiba, memela she can't do mian rather. Being that she has the status of a Gedoila, so that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The reason why Chamaisa can never be included in the case of Mian is not because a lady as a katana can never give birth. A lady as a katana could give birth. She could give birth. It's just that once she gives birth, she can't do mian, because then already she's like a gedayla, because banim areihem kesimanim. The ista amri, and some have a different version of this teretz. It's the same teretz batsem, but just a little bit of a different version of it. Then not that banim areihem kesimanim, that children are accomplish what a simanim accomplish, but rather banim adifi bisimanim. Now banim are even better than simanim. Banim is even better than having shtei siris. What does it mean that banim is better than having shtei siris? L'may nafkamina. What does it mean that it's better? In what way is it better? Says the Gemara, dafilu l'Rabbi Yehuda da'amar achi yirba ashachar. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that shtei siris is not enough, she needs to be marba ashachar. There needs to be a lot of siris. But banim ma'ida. But even still, Rabbi Yehuda, who argues on shtei simanim, he holds that there has to be achiyirba ashachar. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that banim is considered a valid simon, and that can make a lady into a gedayla. Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid says a completely different teretz, very similar, but he says a different teretz, that it's not the pshat that having a child works like simanim does, but rather ein banim belay simanim. The fact that she had a child, that's a raya, that's a hichacha that she had simanim. There's no such thing as a lady who's able to have a child who doesn't have shtei siris. So the fact that she had a child means that's a raya that she has shtei siris. And so that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Either it's very similar, that the reason why the chamaisa can never do mian is because once she had the child, so then she's a gedayla. Either because the child makes her into the gedayla, or because the child is a vise, is a raya, is a hichacha that she has shtei siris, she has shtei simanim, which makes her into the gedayla. Now ask the Gemara on Rav Zvid's teretz, that ein banim below simanim, the fact that she had a child is the raya that she has shtei siris. V'nivdaik, why don't you just check? Well, you're using this whole out, a very external simon. The fact that she had a child, it must be she has simanim. Why don't you just check her? So says the Gemara, because chashin and shemer nashru. Because we have to be concerned, even if you check and you don't find any simanim, but maybe they just fell out. Well, says the Gemara, that's a machlaikas anida if we have such a chashash. So honey, chalaman damar chayshishin. That's all understandable if you go like the man damar who says that we're chayshish, that maybe the siris fell out. But if you go like the man d'amar who says that we don't have to be chayishish for such a thing, so why you relying on the external haychacha of the banim? Just go check her, send her to the doctor and have her check her. So says the Gemara, even according to the man d'amar who says that we don't have to be chayishish, that the hairs fell out, but mishum tsar leida chayshinan. Even that man d'amar is maida that when it comes to a lady who had a child, so then we are chayishish, because maybe gufa during the childbirth, that's when the siren fell out. And Mamela, again, all this was just to answer up our Mishnah, that the Pshan, our Mishnah, until now we assumed, and we've learned the Mishnah even, I think we believe we read it like that, that the reason why Chamaisa can never do Mian is because if she had a child, it must be she's not a Katana, meaning because a Katana can never give birth. Someone who's less than 12 years old can never give birth. We're adjusting that, and we're saying that it's not exactly true. She could have given birth as the physical age of a Katana, it's just that then she won't halachically be a Katana anymore. Once she has a child, she's not halachically a katana, either because the child makes her into a gedayla, or because the child is the hechacha that really she had shtei simanim, and that's why she's a gedayla. And memela, she can't do mian.